And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 18, verse number 18. Luke 18, verse number 18. The scripture says, "And a certain ruler asked him," that is Jesus, "saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this," in verse number 23, "he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich." So here we have this account. It's not a parable, but it's an account of the rich young ruler. That's how we refer to it. And he comes to the Lord, and evidently he is indeed a troubled man yet. Jesus, first, he declares unto him, who is good save God? And that's interesting, Jesus being God himself, but as a man, points sinners to God the Father. He points them to God, and he gives us that example and that witness that we are to look to and worship God Almighty. Now, he is magnified in the Godhead because of what he's fulfilled as Savior, but in his humanity, he points sinners unto God. And yet he is the Son of Man, the Son of God in the flesh, the Son of Man, come to fulfill what the Father had given him to do. He is the Savior, and he's the one that sinners look unto for salvation and for the one that completed the gospel for us, his death, burial, and resurrection. He pays for sinners' sins, and he grants everlasting life, and does all those things, imputes righteousness, and declares one justified by his righteousness and what he has done. Yet he said, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God." He points the young man to the commandments. He said, "You know the commandments. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother." And the young man replied, "I've done all these. I've kept them from my youth up." The thing is what does the man have? He's got a troubling within. I believe that it's so that in our fallen state, in our natural state, we need to understand that we are made body, soul, and spirit. Our body, that's easy to see. Our soul is who we are. That's you. That's your personality. That's your history, yourself, who you, when you look yourself in the eyes in the mirror, that is your soul, I believe. I think that's a fine way to understand your soul. Your soul, our souls are eternal. And that is the part of us that lives forever from the time that the Lord has created us and given us life. And then we have the capacity to have the Spirit alive within us and having sinned against God, our spirit is dead. The Lord told Adam, you eat of that tree in the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And when he ate of the tree, he died, not physically. Physical death was on its way now. It had started. He had started the clock, if you will, but spiritual death was instant. We know that that's the case because of when the voice of the Lord came in the garden in the cool of the day to come and visit with Adam and his wife. Adam's found hiding from God. He has no further capacity to fellowship with the Lord as he had before in his innocent state. We now, when we're saved, the Spirit of God lives within. That's the fine definition of salvation of the soul, is the Spirit of God living within. And so this man has kept these commandments, he believes, and yet in his heart he has no doubt failed them, as we all have. Maybe physically he kept all of these, but you know what? He's still missing something. Because man has a hole, if you will, has a place within him that can only be filled with our Lord. That's the only way that there can be peace within the sinner, is by the Spirit of God living within. And men, women, boys, and girls try to fill that hole with all kinds of entertainment, with all kinds of gain of the world, with all kinds of pursuits and just extreme things that they do. And what they find is all the things of this life and this world never lastingly fill. You've always got to go back. You've always got to go back to the sin, or you've always got to go back to the thrill. Or you've just always got to get a little bit more of whatever it is that they're taking and trying to put in that hole, put in that gap. And it just doesn't work. The Lord is the only one that can fill that, because when he saves, he puts his Spirit within the sinner. And now the Spirit, the sinner is made alive by virtue of the Spirit of God living within, who is life. And now he has his body, not yet saved. He has his soul that has been saved and rescued, and he has the Spirit of God living within. And this man's still missing something. I've kept all these things. I've done this. I've done it from my youth up. When Jesus, now verse number 22, now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, so Jesus is bringing him down a road that he needs to go. And you know what he tells him then when he says, I've kept all that, I've done that, I'm still not satisfied. Because that's the reason he's come to the Lord, he's not satisfied. Within, he knows he lacks. Within, he knows that there's a gap there. And the Lord knows that too. Now when Jesus, verse 22 of Luke 18, heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. You lack one thing. What is that one thing? Jesus tells him, sell all that thou hast, distribute it unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. That's the first part of it. Son, you're going to have to turn loose of what you're holding on to in this life, and what is your value. That's going to be proven here in a couple verses. Sell all that you're clinging to, and all that you rest in, trust in, and enjoy. You sell all that, you give it to the poor, you distribute it to the poor, you'll have treasure in heaven in that regard, and in that pursuit, and in that one thing that he lacks, and come, follow me. What this man, what Jesus has told and declared unto this man is that he lacks Christ. He lacks the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the way that it is. There's a world of religious people. A world of religious people pursuing all kinds of religion, all kinds of things that have been cooked up by men, all kinds of false so-called gods, and they lack one thing, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you what, don't believe the lie that there are many ways to heaven, because there are not. Our Lord Jesus declares it plainly in John chapter 14, verse number 6, that he's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way, the only way, the truth. He's that plummet line of truth established by God. It's found and manifested in Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He is the giver of everlasting life. That's declared in John chapter 5, where the Lord Jesus says and declares there that the Father has given the ability and power unto Jesus Christ to give life to whomsoever he will, like the Father does, that all men may honor him. He says, son, you lack one thing. Sell all that stuff that's hindering you and give it to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven in that regard, and come follow me. Listen to what the young man heard. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. He didn't hear the part about Jesus, did he? He didn't even get that far. He stumbled on the stumbling block of his wealth. The stumbling block of his wealth. When he heard that, he was very rich, and he was very sorrowful. And he went away, as we know in other accounts. He went away very sorrowful, it said. Yeah, I find this interesting in the Gospels that in this account, and other passages in the Gospel, in Matthew and in Mark, that tell about the account of this young man, it tells there that Jesus, when this man came to him, and the Lord is talking with this man, he comes and asks the question that he does, Jesus tells him what he does, and then he replies again that that's just not it. And the Lord, it says there in those other places that the Lord looked on him with compassion and loved him. I want you to know, may each and every one of us know, that Jesus, out of love, tells the truth of what we need, what you need. Out of love, out of compassion, he tells us that we need him. Brother Jim, how can I have Jesus? Well, you know what? You don't have to necessarily go sell all your goods and give them to the poor. But what you do need to do is get over self and get over the things of this world and understand that they are here. The things of this world are here to be used to honor and glorify God. You need to see yourself as the sinner that you are, knowing that Jesus said this. Two things that I want to mention in this regard. Jesus says this, I didn't come to call the righteous or the self-righteous to repentance, those that think that they're okay in and of themselves, but I came to call sinners to repentance. You must see that you are a sinner before God Almighty, a sinner that's not just a little sinner that's, there's worse, other sinners worse than me. No, that you see yourself as the worst sinner you know. A sinner that deserves hell and a lake of fire for eternity. See yourself as the sinner that you are, that God sees you as, and then repent of your sins before God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Him, his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. His death to pay for your sins. His shed blood to pay for your sins. His burial to show that he was indeed dead, and that he entered into death for you. And then being laying there in the grave for 3 days and three nights, he took back his life again so that you might live again. That you might live eternally. That you would be able to have everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ. You lack one thing. And that one thing is indeed our Lord Jesus Christ. How about you? What are you trusting in? You're trusting in yourself? You're trusting in something maybe your parents have told you, or someone that you love, or someone that you trust on this earth? I tell you what, trust no one but the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust no one but the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one thing that you lack, or the one that you lack indeed. The Lord Jesus is going to go on and say something about this man. It says here that he went away very sorrowful. And you know what? I pray it's not the case, but possibly you're going away sorrowful. Hear the word of the Lord. Repent. Believe in Jesus. Throw away your trust in this world and trust and rest in him and him alone. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.